One of my friends and a guy that I've known seems like forever, former Ute and now Jazz assistant coach, JB, Johnny Bryant. Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. How's life?
All is well. All is well. Can't complain. Just enjoying a little bit of downtime before summer league gets going and, you know, all season gets rolling.
Now, wait a minute. Downtime? Don't you guys have something called the draft tomorrow night?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but it's not as busy as, you know, for assistant coaches in a sense of, you know, typical work during the season. So it's a little slower pace, but it's still work.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're kind of just hanging out. I'm going to assume you and some of the other assistants kind of hanging out in the war room tomorrow night, sitting back. If somebody asks you a question, you're there. But otherwise, just kind of sitting back and watching everything.
Yeah, I'm sitting back and watching everything.
So what was your role? What's kind of your role, Johnny, during – do they utilize you guys during the workouts? What does everybody kind of have a role when you bring players in to do stuff?
Yeah, you know, we have assistant coaches in there evaluating, you know, depending on the day. It's one particular assistant coach may run the workout, and the other guys kind of sit back and watch just to kind of have other eyes on it. But for the most part, you know, we're there just kind of getting the feel of the players and, you know, touching them, feeling them up close and getting a better relationship with them. It's a little hard to kind of figure the guys out just watching them on film, you know. So it's one of those things where we have opportunity to kind of, you know, get our hands on them and be up close and personal with them.
So I was talking about this on the air. It's been kind of a made my own way role for you when you finished at Utah, finished playing basketball. You know, you tried to play professionally overseas for a year or so, and you were kind of done with that. You started up your own kind of basketball academy, and that helped you transition into where you are now. Was this always the ultimate goal for you when you finished up playing college basketball? Or have you just kind of played it by ear?
I just kind of played it by ear, to be honest. You know, the biggest thing, I knew I wanted to be around the game. That's why I started the Bryant Sports Academy. And, you know, you look back and one opportunity leads to the next, and next thing you know, I had an opportunity to join the Jazz, and it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up, and, you know, just finished my fifth season, and time goes by fast, so. It's been a great, great opportunity for me, and, you know, it's been fun just learning, continuing to get better.
So walk us through that. You're running the Bryant Sports Academy. You're training kids. You're training teenagers. You're training college guys, even some pro guys too.
Yeah.
How does that transition happen? For those that don't remember 5 years back when you joined the Jazz as a developmental guy, how does that happen, and how kind of surprised were you when you got the phone call?
So, you know, obviously I started off with four young kids who are now in college now, you know, just the time that has gone by. And actually the first NBA guy that I had was Ronnie Price, who I worked with. And a year later, Paul Millsap wanted me to work with him. And one thing led to the next. And I was working Paul out one day. And at the time, Dennis Lindsay, who's our general manager now, he, you know, walked in the gym, and, you know, I didn't know who he was, but he had a relationship with Jim Boylan, and he seen me, you know, working out Paul, and one thing led to the next, and at the time I got a phone call from Ty Corbin, and they offered me a position to, you know, work in player development, and, you know, from there, like they say, the rest is history.
I know you loved running that academy, and it was tough for you to kind of put that aside a little bit, but That had to be such validation and vindication of all the hard work you had put in on that academy to get that call from Ty.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, it was hard, you know, because I invested a lot of time and energy, you know, with the younger kids in the community, obviously, you know, with your son as well. And, you know, I felt like when I told him I was leaving, you know, I actually broke down in tears just because, you know, a lot of those kids looked up to me as a mentor and, you know, big brother, father figure type person. And at the time, it felt like I was abandoning them just a little bit. But, you know, it's one of those things where everything kind of has a season, and hopefully it was something that I said or did during my time with those kids that, you know, hopefully impacted them for the rest of their lives.
Johnny Bryant's our guest here on the Bill Riley Show, former Utah guard, former owner and proprietor of the Bryant Sports Academy, now a Jazz assistant coach. So first couple of years, you're more in a developmental role. Now you've been on that assistant coach title for a couple of years now too. So, you know, what was it like making that transition and being in the NBA? I mean, legitimately, John, being in the NBA on a day in and day out basis and working with some of the best athletes in the world.
You know, sometimes you kind of have to, you know, sit back and just kind of say to myself, like, wow. You know, when I was a kid, I always envisioned being in the NBA. I didn't envision it in this role. But, you know, it's been a great opportunity to be around the game at the highest level and see, you know, the best players in the world compete on a nightly basis and also, you know, help them, get better. So that's been a fun and unique experience. Like I said, it was nothing that I seen coming. But, you know, it's been a fun and enjoyable experience for myself.
Give our listeners an idea of what it's like being an assistant coach in the NBA on a day in a day out basis. It's Quinn Snyder's team, so you're working with Quinn now. You've got Alex Jensen with you, Igor's there, Antonio Lang, Mike Wells. Of course, the other guys you work with, Mark's still there on the developmental side of it. But day in and day out, you know, I think, you know, it's during the season. I know it's a bit of a grind, but what's the day in and day out life of an NBA assistant coach?
You know, it's a lot of film watching, coaches meeting. You know, we'll meet before practice. So practice starts at 10. You know, we may meet at 8:30, may meet at 9 o'clock. Just kind of depends on the day. And then kind of just put a coaching plan together, practice plan as far as what you want to accomplish that day and go out and practice. And then after that, it's, you know, if you have a scout or have to prepare for the next game, you're watching film on other opponents, breaking down film and getting the game plan ready. And then from there, you know, obviously, if let's say we had a game last night, I'll come in this morning and pull some clips and have, you know, edit for all the guys that, you know, I work with individually and watch film with them. And if it's a practice day, we may do workouts before practice or we may do some things after practice. So, you know, between film and player development, and, you know, game planning, it keeps you busy, and it's a very time-consuming thing. And, you know, it's fun, though. It's fun digging in and trying to figure out ways to stop certain players and make it a little tough to, on them to score and things like that. So it's been a great experience and continue to learn every day. You know, sometimes you may think you have a good game plan, and then you realize that you don't, and you go back to the drawing board. So each day you try to figure out ways to get better.
So it's not all glamour and glitz and bright lights and showtime, right?
Oh, no. When you're landing in the city at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and the coach is meeting at, you know, 8 or 9, those hurt a little bit, you know, on the back-to-backs. You know, a couple times, at least one time a year, I wake up in the middle of the night and I don't know where I am. So what I've kind of started doing, you know, I leave like a little bathroom light on just so I can kind of see and work my way around the room. Cause you know, waking up in the middle of the night and hitting your foot on a chair, on a dresser, that's a little painful.
And people people think we joke about that. I don't travel quite as much as you, but I travel a lot. You know that for my job, and it does, it happens to you, not all the time to me, but there's a couple of times a year where you will literally sit up and you will not know where you are because hotel rooms kind of all look the same and you have to gather yourself a minute and try and figure out where you are and what day it is.
Absolutely. I never know what day it is. It's either game day or practice. As far as day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is, it's either game day or practice. It's been several times where I lost track of the day. So the only time I know it's Sunday in Salt Lake is when there's not that many cars on the road. So that's the indicator it's Sunday.
Well, yeah, you have it a little easier, though. You know, when you're traveling in NBA circles, it's like get on the bus, get off the bus. You're not having to hop in rental cars and drop planes off and fly commercial like some of us do from time to time.
No, we're fortunate with the travel in that aspect.
You know, this could be, I know you can't talk about specific players, but for your alma mater, this could be a third consecutive year where there's a player drafted this year for the University of Utah. It's got to be interesting for you because DeLon 2 years ago, and I know his camp's going on this week. I think he and Darrell are going to be in studio with me on Friday. Jakob last year, and obviously Kuz this year has a chance, but it's got to be fun for you as a former Ute and being here in town to watch how those players and the development of the players and the program's kind of risen since you left a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach K has done a great job of developing those guys up there and winning games. And, you know, it's fun when I get to, you know, give Rodney Hood a hard time when Utah beat Duke. And, you know, when Utah beat Colorado, I can give Alec Burks a little, you know, hard time. So it's fun. You know, they're doing a great job. I don't get a chance to watch much just because I'm busy, you know, with the NBA stuff. But, you know, it definitely is something to be proud about as a former player. An alumni of the university to, you know, see those guys continue to develop and have a chance to play in the NBA level.
How nice would it have been to have that facility when you were playing?
Oh, man, it was just beautiful up there. It's beautiful. You know, we had the hyper. We made it work, so it's good.
You guys have more of a – these kids coming in now don't have any appreciation, do they?
Oh, no, man. It was – when I first got on campus, we had the old saloon locker room right across from the women's locker. So, but, you know, that's what happened. Things always get better when you leave, and I'm sure there's going to be some changes, you know, in the next 15, 20 years. You know, so something's going to be new, and the guys that's there now will wish that they had, you know, what the players will have then. So, you know, it's a great facility up there.
By the way, you guys are getting a brand new facility coming up too. They're completely overhauling the Zions Bank basketball facility, and it's going to be, I've seen the plans, it's going to be state of the art. Did you guys as a coaching staff get any input on that, or was that above your pay grade?
A little above my pay grade. I don't, my office and what I need is on the floor, so as long as I have the floor intact, I'm perfectly fine.
Well, I didn't know if they asked you guys, because a lot of that's for the players. I mean, some of it's for you guys, but a lot of that's for the players. And let's be honest, John, haven't we kind of gotten to the point now where NBA and free agency in the NBA is a little like recruiting in basketball? You've got to have good facilities when guys come in to visit you, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, I think everybody, you know, just if you go back, you know, back in the day, you know, you had a couple teams taking charter flights. Everybody else kind of took commercial flights. Then all of a sudden, everybody's taking charter flights. Then, you know, a team decides they want a chef, and another team gets a chef. And it's just one of those things where, you know, it's a way to compete with other organizations, no different than in college where, you know, certain schools have practice facilities, and then now everybody has one. So it's just a way to continue to compete against the best players, I mean, the best organizations or best schools, and to try to entice the players to come play for you.
Couple more, man. You guys will be going through that beginning July 1st. A couple more minutes here with Johnny Bryant on the Bill Riley Show, Jazz assistant coach. So you already said drafts tomorrow night. You'll be there, but that's kind of a Dennis Quinn and those guys. You'll be sitting there if they want a word from you. But Summer League's just around the corner, and you guys will be in Summer League here and then in Vegas too. What's your role in Summer League this year?
Actually, I was just sit back and observe and watch, and, you know, kind of just, you know, evaluate the guys that we have. You know, we have a large staff, so we'll have, you know, certain coaches kind of help out and be hands-on. And, you know, we'll have our guys in town working with us. So I'll be kind of tied up doing some individual workouts for our guys that are on our current roster.
At some point in time down the line, would that be something you'd be interested in doing a little coaching in Summer League?
Yeah, I mean, last year it was my first year doing it. It was fun. So, you know, I have another opportunity to do it. I'd love to continue to do it. It's a great learning experience for me. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if the opportunity comes up again, I'll be ready.
How much has it helped having the stars in town for you guys? And having your I guess it's with the G League now? Are we calling it the G League?
It's been great. I mean, you know, we utilize it a lot. Obviously, the convenience of having them in Salt Lake City, getting, you know, Joe Bone Boy there playing in games, having his teammates come and support him. Obviously, we use the D League at the time, now G League, for Alec when he came back from his rehab. So it's great where you can have other professional players and there to kind of help as far as assist the development if they need to play one-on-one with some guys or just play two-on-two, three-on-three. You have some bodies there to kind of play. Or, you know, if somebody just haven't played much and needs some development, they have an opportunity to go down and play, and it's right there. You don't really have to go to, you know, Idaho and, you know, lose a day in the sense of traveling. You can literally be assigned, you know, still stay at home, go to practice, come back, and, you know, you're back in your own bed. So I think it's convenient.
Did you see that help? Did you see a development in Ball and Boy last year from getting that time and being able to play in the D-League? Because I'll say it, I don't get all the transactions in the league, but Joel Ball and Boy may have been the most transacted player in the league, bouncing between the Stars and the Jazz. Every other day I was getting, Joel Ball and Boy has been optioned back to the Stars. Joel Ball and Boy is coming back to join the Jazz. But did you see that help him last year?
Absolutely. He gained more confidence each and every day. Because you're playing and you're playing against pros and you're going out there and you're learning your game and you're developing. You know, it's obviously, you know, guys want to be on the NBA bench and kind of around the team. But if you have an opportunity to, you know, go and play and develop, you know, it's something that can be utilized in a great way.
Hey, it's great catching up with you. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your lunchtime today. And, hopefully you and I can catch up again soon off the air. And I'm just real happy for you, John, and everything that's the way it's turned out. And we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good talking with you. Johnny Bryant with us here on the Bill Riley Show. Jazz assistant coach.